In the summer of 1937, the Nazis mounted a show in a Munich gallery called Entartete Kunst, Degenerate Art. It featured some of the most prominent modern artists of the day, including Paul Klee, Ernst Ludwig Kirchner, Wassily Kandinsky, Max Beckmann, George Grosz, Emil Nolde, and Oskar Kokoschka. Their work did not fit into the National Socialist idea of what art should look like, and many of those works were later sold or destroyed. A new exhibition at the Neue Gallery on Fifth Avenue revisits that show and the thinking behind the Third Reich's efforts to eradicate modern art. Degenerate Art, the attack on modern art in Nazi Germany 1937, will be on view until June 30th, and I'm very pleased that it brings Dr. Olaf Peters, the show's curator and the editor of the accompanying catalog, very handsome catalog. I'm very pleased to welcome him to our show. Hi.
Thank you. Hello.
What does the term degenerate art refer to? Who coined it?
It was not coined by the National Socialists. One would expect that it is their invention, but it was not indeed. The term was found in the late 19th century by an art critic, an art writer, Max Nordau, who coined that term. He wrote about a book about degeneration, and he was also dealing with modern art and in general. In general, he considered modern art as degenerate art.
So he was talking about Impressionism at the time?
He was talking about Impressionism, for example. He was about symbolism. That was his particular main aim of attack, symbolism, impressionism, the modern art movements of the late 19th century, and he related that to the general development of modernism, modernization in the late 19th century, and he linked these two things.
Why did his idea of degenerate art appeal to Hitler and Goebbels? What kind of art did the Nazis see as acceptable?
They saw a different kind of art as acceptable. The art in the eyes of the leaders of the Nazis had to be more classical, orientated back to, for example, Greek art, ancient art, for example, to the art of the Renaissance. More this kind of classical ideas or ideals behind that, and in general, naturalism of the 19th century, this kind of classical realist art they preferred.
And one of the galleries in the show includes some of that art. Now, were the Nazis also thinking about what had gone on in the Soviet Union, where Stalin declared modern art to be, well, he didn't say degenerate, but unacceptable?
Yeah.
And he was, Stalin, to some degree, had the same kind of aesthetic as Hitler had.
That's true. And it's really that you can mix them. And if it's not told, is this a Soviet Union artist or is this a Nazi artist, you really cannot separate them.
But Hitler, art should express government opinion rather than individual creativity.
Exactly. And but when it came comes to Hitler, he was not thinking about the Soviet Union and the art policy of Stalin. It was more an internal discussion also between the leaders of the Third Reich and what kind of art they would favor it in the future.
Well, how relevant was the fact that Hitler had once hoped to make a career as a visual artist?
I think it played a role, but I think it played not a major role. I think it is important to hint or to underline that it was not Hitler who staged the degenerate art show. That was an idea of Joseph Goebbels, the Minister of Propaganda, and it was a spontaneous idea. So I think it's really relevant to have in mind that there was not a sort of master plan by the Nazis that they would stage two exhibitions, and they developed the two exhibitions parallel over years.
And they, the artists that they, well, Germany was a leading center of modern art at the time, mm-hmm. especially German Expressionists. Were the artists considered degenerate only because of their artistic style or because of their ethnicity or other personal characteristics?
No, it was really about their style, some formal issues in their painting. Modernism in general was rejected by the regime. So it was not about race. It was not about...
They didn't have to be Jewish to be called degenerate in this
only
case.
Only six Jewish artists were included to the Degenerate Art Show. The most well-known is Otto Freundlich, since one of his sculptures is on the cover of a Degenerate Art brochure.
Weren't some of the artists deemed degenerate actually Nazi sympathizers like Emil Nolde?
Yeah.
He was a member of the Nazi Party, wasn't he?
He became a member of a Nazi splinter party in Benwag in 1934. And that was entered the Nazi party, so therefore he became a member. But he was definitely sympathizing with the ideology of the Nazis, and he had also some anti-Semitic statements he made.
So how did he react when they declared his work degenerate?
He was shocked, and he wrote letters to Josef Goebbels, for example. And he was also trying to get paintings back, confiscated works he had as private loans in the public collections. And he was successful in getting these pieces back. But he was absolutely totally shocked, like many other artists, because he was not able to understand that he was considered as degenerate, like Ernst Ludwig Kirchner, for example. So you have...
Well, Kirchner committed suicide.
He committed suicide, and we have a fantastic late self-portrait by Kirchner in our show. He started with it in 1934 and overworked it in the year of the opening of a Munich exhibition and committed suicide later because he was deeply depressed, although he was living in Switzerland. What was the fate of his artworks in the collections in Germany?
Well, what was happening? Did the Nazis... rid German museums of what they were calling degenerate art?
Yeah, exactly.
Were they destroying them or just removing them and storing them? Were they trying to sell them?
Yeah, but free of... everything is right. The first of all, the first step was to take out the works of modern art out of the collections, and there was a specific date which was coming together with the history of the avant-garde, 1910. Everything was removed. That is the first thing. Then they tried to sell some things, but had to acknowledge that there was no international art market for German art. And then they made the decision, 5,000 of the 20,000 confiscated works of art from city museums were destroyed in a fire burning in 1939 in a fire station in Berlin.
But then they sold others. It was okay for the Nazis to profit from the sale of these works. They just didn't want them shown in Germany.
Yeah, they had no scruple. And if they were able to fund their own new art policy, that was the main aim, by selling these pieces, they tried it.
Did they return any of the work to the artists as they did with Nolde?
Not the confiscated works, only the private works. The privately owned works by the artists were given back. They were not touching the laws in terms of this is the possession of an artist, and also private collectors. They received their works back.
Your show includes a book listing the artworks confiscated from German museums. I'm assuming that list was prepared by the Nazis. Where did you find it, and what did you learn from it?
The book was found the so-called Fischer inventory, and it was found 10 years ago. It was accessible still, but I think it's really fantastic that we have the only surviving original of such a list in our exhibition, the first part. And what is enlisted is all of the works confiscated, close up to 18,000 works with the inventory number, with the name of the artist, with the technique, with the title of the work, and what happened to the artworks. There were four art dealers ordered by the Nazi government that they got the opportunity to sell these artworks. And you can read the list of the names. For example, Hildebrand Gurlitt, of course, is also mentioned there. But it's also indicated what happened to the artworks, whether they were destroyed, for example, or exchanged or sold.
My guest is Dr. Olaf Peters, who is a curator of an exhibit called Degenerate Art, The Attack on Modern Art in Nazi Germany, 1937, now at the Neue Gallery on Fifth Avenue. He also is the editor of a very handsome accompanying catalog. This is WNYC, WNYC.org. I'm Leonard Lopate. Why did they decide to hold a degenerate art show in Munich rather than Berlin or somewhere else?
Yeah, the first idea was to have such a show in Berlin. And it was not linked to the official art show. But because of a total failure of the art policy of the Third Reich, and Hitler was deeply disappointed by what he saw in the official art show, and responsible was a jury with some subordinates by the propaganda minister, Josef Goebbels. Josef Goebbels took the chance to push it in a more radical direction. And he decided only 5 weeks before the opening that the exhibition will take place in Munich, and it was hastily, and even the catalog was not prepared for the opening in Munich.
But it was balanced. It was just opened a day after a show called the Great German Art Exhibit or Exhibition, which was of the art that the Nazis approved.
Exactly. It was one day later, and Hitler delivered the speech for the opening of the official art show, and an artist, Adolf Ziegler, delivered the show for the Degenerate art show. And Max Beckmann decided, because of the speech Hitler had given, that he will not have a future in Germany, and left Germany.
He left. Others, like Max Pechstein, just went into hiding until 1945. Did any adjust their style the way some of the artists in the Soviet Union had?
Not really. You cannot watch that, yeah.
Now, Adolf Ziegler, who organized the show, was also an artist, and you include one of his works in your show, a large triptych called The Four Elements. Was that in the Great German Art Show?
Yeah, it was exactly in the first Great German Art Show, and it was bought by Hitler personally. He put it over the fireplace in his Führerbau in Munich. And for me, it was important to have a juxtaposition of Ziegler on the left side and Max Beckmann on the other side, so that you really had the chance, if you visit the exhibition, to compare the official art and the degenerate art.
Well, the Ziegler painting is a kind of a dull academic style painting of a number of women all in the nude, yeah, with faces, I guess, that were thought of as very German faces.
Exactly, exactly.
So this was the ideal?
That was the ideal, and that was really, I mean, it's bringing you to this question, what did the Nazis hate about modern art? And it was, again, what type of woman do you want to have in your state? And it was not the emancipated new woman from the Weimar Republic. It was more the racial ideal of an Aryan woman.
I'm assuming that the great art, the official art show, was mounted in spacious galleries, and the degenerate art show was badly hung with disparaging labels.
Yeah, that's true. But what we're doing in this room where we have this juxtaposition is, it was without question for us that we cannot copy, if we make such a show here in New York today, you cannot copy the way the Nazis installed the degenerate art show. Therefore, we decided in this room we rely on the way the Nazis presented their show. But also we present the Nazi art the way Wade presented it, and that you really have a chance to compare two different ways of art.
Were both of these shows popular?
Yes, you can say yes. 500,000 people went to see the official art show, but close to 2 million people went to see the degenerate art show in Munich. There was no entrance, and also Nazi organizations were brought in, but it was extremely popular.
Do you think it was popular because people liked the art, or because they wanted to see this terrible stuff that the Führer hated?
Both. You have both reception. It is like, if you see, we have a 2 minute or 5 minutes of a film done by an American newsreel company, and the only surviving images, moving images of the degenerate art show in Munich, and there you can see that people are silent, that they, I guess that some of them are for the first time in a modern art exhibition and are surprised and do not know how to behave. But of course, this was a sensational art exhibition.
Well, we've learned since that there were any number of committed Nazis who appreciated modern art. So there was a bit of a complication there. There were people in the occupying army in Paris who protected Picasso, even though he was a leftist.
Yeah. It is the same with Joseph Goebbels. Really, the key figure who staged the exhibition and had the idea for the exhibition, Degenerate Art, he admired Nolde and Barlach. But he decided to overthrow his own opinions because he wanted to secure his power position inside of the regime.
Barlach being the Italian futurist?
No, Barlach. Ernst Barlach, the German sculptor, expressionist sculptor. But he really admired Barlach.
Now, how many of these works from the Degenerate Show still exist? Do we know?
Oh, that's difficult to say. That is difficult to say. As I said before, 5,000 works were destroyed, mainly works on paper. That is really hard to say. I would say it comes to 60, 70%.
Were you able to include some of them in this exhibit? The ones from the 1937 show in Munich?
Yeah. That was the basis idea of our show. We wanted to get as much as possible, as many as possible works from the original show.
Well, that must have been a very difficult task, tracking them all down.
To be honest, it was not so difficult, because the works are in museums and we have really highlights of German modernism in our exhibition. So that was not the difficult thing. It was more difficult because they are really icons now for German art history, and therefore it is always difficult to get such a piece.
Now, there was a large cache of 1,400 artworks that were found at a Munich apartment a few years ago, and it's been in the news recently. Were any of them considered degenerate works, or were they all old masters?
No, that are mainly works which are considered degenerate art, and that has something to do with the father of Hildebrand of Gurlitt now, the son, the father, Hildebrand Gurlitt, was responsible for selling degenerate art, and that was an order. He and three other art dealers were responsible to do that.
What happened after the show closed in Munich? Did it go anywhere else?
Yeah, in a reduced form, it traveled. It had several other venues and ended in 1941. It also traveled to Austria, for example. There was a venue in Vienna. It was traveling, but really reduced.
Where did the works you have here come from? Were they lent from by galleries and museums in Europe, or are any of them in the Neue Galleries collection?
There are some in Neue Galleries collection. There are works from Germany, there are works from American, North American museums, and there is even one work, a major work, by Lasse Segal from Sao Paulo.
Do we know whether any masterpieces were destroyed?
The fate of some of the masterpieces is unknown. For example, the famous trench by Otto Dix, for example, it is unknown, but it was not destroyed in 1939 during this burning. And there is the Tower of the Blue Horses by Franz Marc. We don't know the whereabouts.
The Blue Horse is part of the Blau Rider. In fact, it wasn't the Blau Rider named after, he was a part of the Blau Rider group.
He was, exactly. It has something to do with the name, yeah.
Now, the show actually opens tomorrow, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And runs until June 30th at the Neue Galerie. That's at 1048 Fifth Avenue. We have a slideshow, a little selection of some of the works that are in the show on our show page at WNYC.org. But the show and the catalog are quite extraordinary. Degenerate Art, The Attack on Modern Art in Nazi Germany, 1937. My great thanks to the curator of the show, the man who edited the catalog, Dr. Olaf Peters, for being on our show today.
Thank you for having me here.